Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. Mm-hmm. God is doing awesome things. Isn't this an awesome teaching all week, guys? Mm-hmm. And all 2 weeks here. And I hope that we are taking the teaching that coming across to you each and every day and taking a very serious look at it. Take a very serious look. Go back to the archive and replay it. Go, let it go over and over in your mind. Because this is it. This, the main thing is the main thing. And what is that main thing? Preach the gospel to the people. Where? To all the people in all nation, in all city, in all county, throughout the world. You know, that someone can sponsor the gospel throughout the world. Do it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. Someone can't do it because he does not have the ability. But you know what? He can go into his village, his little community, and do some great things. Do it. Do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do it. Mm-hmm. Someone can't go into the village and do it, but he has his neighbor. Mm-hmm. He has the ability to stretch across to his neighbor. Do it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. We've all been delivered talents. The parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. It tells that one received five, one received two, and one received one. Well, the one who received five believed that they were delivered to him by God, and he was able to gain five more. The one who received two realized that they were delivered to him by God, and he was able to double them as well. The one who received one had a separation between what was God's and what was his, and he had exactly what he said. He said, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, here you have what is yours. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 26, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. That was exactly what the one who received one said. He had what he said.
Yes.
He told him, he said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man.
Yeah.
So he had what he said. The ones who it was delivered onto them, they multiplied it, they gained. They had what they said. They had what they intended to do. They had what they set out to do. This man, he specifically said, no, there's a separation. That's your talent, and I'm just going to bury it. I'm fearful to incorporate it within me. I'm fearful to activate it within me. So he just buried it, and he didn't do anything with it. And verse 27 says, so you ought to have deposited my money with the banker, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. So the one who started with five now has 11. The one who started with two has four. The one who started with one now has none.
Right.
Why? Because of fear. Because of he not accepting what was given to him. He didn't accept as God, this God's is mine and mine is God's. He didn't accept this concept of we. God, he equips us. He has already given us everything that we need to be able to fulfill the Great Commission. He has put it within us. So, and it begins, the power begins at our salvation. In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, it says, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." So the most powerful thing that we have is our salvation. And when we accept now, when we have this realization, when we have the revelation, now let's say revelation sounds spiritual, so we need to have the realization. We need to know that the biggest, the most valuable thing we have is our salvation.
Yes.
And that we can freely communicate with other people. It's not about having money for a program. It's not about having all these things that we think that we need to effectively communicate the gospel. It's not about the lights and the flash. It's your salvation. So the power of our salvation, that our names are written in heaven, that's more powerful than having the testimony of spirits being subject to you. It says rejoice, rather rejoice, because your name is written in heaven. So your salvation is the foundation for your power to witness. You go from there, and then you're a witness to him through all the ends of the earth, your salvation. And God will provide then, he will give unto us everything that we need to be able to bring forth multiplication to supply then to other people. So it's effortless. It's from our overflow. We're giving from our overflow onto other people. And then we're in this category of sheep that it talks about in Matthew chapter 25. Starting at verse 31, when it gives the attributes of the sheep, they were able to go forth. They were able to have action behind the good news that they were going forth to minister.
See, they were given and they do. Mm-hmm. They were given and they do it. They do it from what they got.
Mm-hmm. And they suffered no lack.
Lack, yeah.
And they didn't have to bring no extra. It
That's
was from
right.
what they had, because when they were sent out in Luke chapter 10, he told them, don't worry about bringing your knapsack. Don't worry about bringing your money bag. Don't worry about bringing your fancy shoes. Just go. Yeah. So from what they had, and when they came back, they were like, whoa. They were like, oh, all those spirits, they were subject to us in your name. We didn't lack anything. We went, we did what you said, and it worked. They were like, whoa. And that's when Jesus gave them the response in verse 20.
Salvation.
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this.
That
the
spirits
are subject. It's your power is in your salvation.
The salvation is the key. Mm-hmm. All throughout our study last month and up to the first week here in the new month, salvation is the thing, the main thing. Mm-hmm. Is people get what? Saved.
Mm-hmm. There's your hope.
In your salvation.
In your salvation. And there's the healing for your brokenheartedness.
In your salvation.
In your salvation. The anointing to be able to bring forth wealth. It's in your salvation.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit just impressed upon me how important this is. How important for us to come into a realization of our salvation and other people's salvation. You know, here the group, it says, Lord, when did you get hungry? We be with you. What are you talking about? Because we always been with you. And you were hungry and we didn't know? Or when was you naked? Because we never see you lack anything. And we didn't know? Jesus said, no. The least you do, those I'm talking about, those people that you're doing it to, you are doing it to me because those people belongs to who? Him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Those that we reject belongs to him. And he says, I will separate the sheep from the goat. I will separate them because they possess different characteristic. And when I look into that, Dad, I see the sheep. The difference between the sheep and the goat is that the sheep does and the goat do nothing. Mm-hmm. The goat does nothing. It's like, sirrah, 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 what will be. let that one do it. Like the guy, and he tell us about the talent guy. He take his, he got. One got five, one got two, one got one. They all have. No excuse. No excuse. Use what you have.
And it was according to their ability at that time.
Yeah.
I always want to emphasize that because there's no separation with God. There's no one better than another with God. The people who had five, the people who are operating with two,
the people who have one.
It's because they have two, they have five, they had 11, they had four because they were working with what they had. And then it brought forth increase over time. The guy who had one, he had opportunity to do something with the one, but he was not faithful with the little, so he never became a ruler over much. Those who are rulers over much have proven faithful with little. They brought forth multiplication with the little.
Yeah.
That's how they come into the much. It's not because they're God's favorite and the other person is not. It's because they've learned with the little. They've multiplied, they've gained with the little, and it has come into much by using the principles of God. But the one who had one went to zero. Why? Because of the principle of fear, the principle of separation, feeling like he was unworthy to operate with what God gave him. That's what brought him from one to zero. The one who went from five to 11, he was willing. He said, "You delivered it onto me. I have taken it within myself, and I have gained more from what you have given me." He ended up with 11. He doubled his five, and he was given the one from the one who buried it. So it's not, this person just because of this, because of that. No, it's because they're operating in the principles of God. And until you prove yourself faithful with the little, there's chances of you being a ruler over much are very small.
Yeah.
You have to first prove yourself faithful with the little. And when you're faithful with the little, then you become a ruler over much.
So all you and I have to do is to be faithful to the call. Answer the call and be faithful to it. God will see you through. And I hope this teaching will enrich your life. This teaching will enlighten you, and that awareness, Dan, that we create awareness in you, that you will go out and become a blessing to someone around you.
Receiving and using what God has given you. Not trying to be like somebody else, but using and receiving what God has given onto you. Your unique talent, your unique gifting, your unique story, your unique position.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.